everybody, and welcome to another edition of On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Chris Toadbine, Certified Financial Planner Professionals. Ask the Certified Financial Group. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Kyle.
How are you today?
We're doing great. Well. A little chill in the air, but...
It's energizing me. I'm loving this cool weather. Man. I left the arena last night in the Magic game and had that nice cool crisp.
Finally.
That's what we live for in Florida.
So while everybody is sleeping in the cool sheets and having their warm cup of coffee this morning before they head out and get started on the day, what can they call you about today, Joe?
Well, Chris and I are here to answer any questions that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances. As we say, we go through life trying some of this, trying some of that, wake up at 55 years old and find we might have a collection of financial accidents. So we are your financial body shop. Chris and I will take out the Bondo this morning, patch you up, get you on your way, and we're to answer questions that you might have about your IRA, decisions that you're trying to make about a 401k, required minimum distributions, about life insurance, about mutual funds, about reverse mortgages, and all that stuff and more, things that Chris and I and the 12 other certified financial planners at CFG do with 10 other certified financial planners, I should say. Now, I had trouble. I'm having trouble this morning. I woke up this morning at 2:30 in a sweat. I'm writing an article for the Orlando Business Journal for next Friday, and the article that I wrote came out to about 250 words, and I had an awful thought that it's supposed to be 150 words. So if I have to rewrite sucker...
Yeah. Was the article titled Don't Sweat It, Joe?
Yeah, that was it. No, it's their Ask the Experts column where I talk about 401ks and what a fiduciary or what a plan sponsor needs to understand and regarding their role and what we provide as fiduciaries. But anyway, so my mind is not totally focused here this morning. But anyway, I'm sure Chris is.
Mine is as much as possible. So
Chris will answer all the questions. I'll try to sit back here and snooze a little bit. But the lines are wide open. We're here to take your questions. As I say, we work with our clients on a fee basis Monday through Friday doing financial planning. We're doing well investment management. We are an independent firm. We don't have any house products to sell you. What we do is we offer advice, and we have been doing this. We have the same, like I'd like to say, we have the same number for over 40 years, same phone number for over 40 years. So we've been through a lot of stuff. We've pretty much seen it all. We've been through the recessions, through the market crashes, through the ups and downs, through wars and impeachments now two impeachments since I've been in business. Anyway, we are here and we want to take your questions. And the good news for you is if you have any things that's on your mind regarding your personal finances, the lines are absolutely wide open, and you can be the first in line by simply picking up the phone and dialing this magic number.
844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Text machine is up and running as well. 21232. That is 21232. We've joked for many years that Joe Burt could do this show in his sleep, and it looks like this morning he's going to put that theory to test.
You've got him.
But he can remember more in his sleep than I even know about anything else. So 844-220-0965. Well, gentlemen, the weather has turned on the first day of November. Today is the second day of November. And I think I'm with everybody else going, oh, wow, did that come by fast? But they always do those years. Now we're coming up on the end of 2019. So you say it's this weekend should be the first weekend you should break out your year-end planning checklist.
Year-end planning checklist, Kyle. That's right.
All right.
It is hard to believe it's November already and time flies. And certainly with the holidays upon us, before we know it, we'll be heading into January. And so now is a good time before you get busy with the holidays to begin to think about those financial things that have to be accomplished by year end. And so we have a list of them here, pretty comprehensive. There could be a few others, but we'll just start at the top. So for our friends who are 70 and a half or older, who have IRAs or 401ks and are no longer working, in the case of a 401k, they have to take a required minimum distribution. So most folks have done that by now, but not all of them. So you want to be sure that you get that done. If you don't take it out or you take less than you needed, there's a 50%, that's right, 50% penalty for the amount that you did not take out and were required to.
So plus the taxes.
Plus the taxes,
so by the time you're done with the penalty and the taxes,
you've got not much left. That's right. So the KGB, I mean the IRS, is going to get their portion. So.
Right.
So first thing on our list is for those folks 70 and a half or older, take your required minimum distribution. If you need help with that or help calculating it, that's something we do all the time and we can help. Flexible spending accounts. So for those folks who have a flexible spending account through their job, now this is not a health savings account, this is a flexible spending account. If you have those through your job, many of those plans require that you use it or lose it by year end. And so this is the time of year when a lot of folks start stocking up on contact lenses and that sort of thing. And so
Get your eyes checked.
Get
the dental work done.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Dentist, absolutely.
Elective surgery, whatever you need to have done. Get that facelift done.
And so, that's something. If some plans do allow for those funds to be rolled over. So if you're not sure, check with your employer. But you don't want to save that money and then see it go to waste. So another item to be aware of is your qualified plan contributions. You got 2 months to make that happen. The limits this year, if you're under age 50, are $19,000. And for those who are 50 or older, there's a catch-up provision which allows them to save $25,000. So if you're not on track to meet the maximum deferral there and you have the means to do so, now would be a good time to look at increasing those deferrals.
Let me add something to that, if I might.
Sure.
For those folks that are highly comped, that oftentimes can't max out that $19,000 because they're highly comped and the other employees aren't putting enough to balance out the plan, as we know, but let's tell our listeners, if you're over the age of 50, you automatically get that $6,000. You can put in that amount if you're over the age of 50, even though you can't put in the full $19,000. So it's an interesting thing there. So if you're over the age of 50 and you've been shut out in years past because you are highly comped, go to HR and talk to them about being sure you can put in that extra $6,000.
Well, that's a good thought, Joe. And, you know, it's also a good point that highly compensated folks, and that's an IRS definition, right, highly compensated versus non-highly compensated, or maybe Department of Labor definition. But there are some things that are different in their circumstances, so it's good to be aware of that.
Right.
So another thing that's an opportunity or a possibility for our listeners and clients is to reduce your capital gains taxes. So this only applies, obviously, in taxable investment accounts, not retirement accounts, IRAs, 401ks. But in your taxable investment accounts, you might want to look and see if you have any funds with losses. Capital losses that you could sell and realize that loss and go into a sister fund. And there aren't a lot of funds out there with losses at this point after the run-up in the market this year and in prior years. But it's something certainly to be aware of. And I looked even this week and had a couple of short-term bond funds that were down slightly, and so we're able to trade those out, realize the loss, and be right back in a fund within seconds. So and that can go to offset gains. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I think we've got a couple of calls here. Why don't you hold on to those?
Okay, sure.
And let's get our callers before we lose them. So let's take the first call here.
I was going to say, hang on to that end of the year checklist there, Chris. We'll take to our callers here. If you want to dial us up, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Karen in Orlando. Karen, you're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. It's a wonderful morning.
Yeah.
I have several houses, and you know how they say sell high? I'm thinking about selling all of them. I've got about 15. But the problem is I've got mortgages on some, I've got lines of credit on some that are out there making at least 15%, making that much on me, and I'm paying about 5% now since it's gone up. Should I sell them all?
Mortgages, you mean, Karen?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm lending them out and getting 15%, so I'm making 10% on those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm thinking, should I sell them all just because it's high and then just buy later on, or?
It's the old idea, but to buy low and sell high, and in real estate, there's no question, it's been done well since the recession of 10 years ago. Prices have recovered, and of course, with real estate, it's an interesting thing because each property you have to look at almost uniquely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a function of location, it's a function of upside potential, it's a function of what the surrounding area is doing, what that particular market is doing, what kind of condition the property is in. So if you, you know, if the all things being said, if they're good properties and you're making money on them, I'm not sure I'd run out and sell them.
Well, and Karen, I would ask the question, irrespective of your perception of property values and values having increased, what would you do with these properties if values had not increased, or if you plan to, I mean, do you want to hold them long term, or is it just an opportunistic thing, or what's
well,
what's the
I'm 63 years old now, and, you know, I guess maybe 10 more years. You know, my thing was, you know, what if you tell them, what are you going to do with your money?
Right.
You know, yes, maybe reinvest in something else, or get that, what, 4%, and just have that income every year, which I think is crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So, and you say you're earning 15% on some of these houses. So I think, you know, I would agree with Joe in that you almost have to look at each one individually. You have to look at the tax ramifications. Obviously, that's something to be aware of. We don't recommend letting the tax tail wag the dog, so to speak. But I do think that, you know, with 15 houses, that's a lot, and it's a lot to keep up with. So that's probably another consideration for you longer term.
Yeah. No problem.
Do you want to, you know, get a call at 2 in the morning when someone flushes a towel down the toilet kind of thing? So
I've been doing this 25 years. I've never got a call in the middle of the night.
Oh, that's true.
Wow, you must do a good job screening.
I'm blessed. All right, so I guess I'm just going to hold on to them.
Why not? I mean, why not? I mean, you know, what the heck? You're making money on them, and you bought them at the right price, and they're up in value, and it's cash flowing. Yeah. And the key is keep them rented and keep the income coming, and you're in good shape there.
Fine. Okay.
All right,
great.
Thank you for the call.
I love your show. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Karen, for calling.
All right. Thank you so much, Karen, for calling us up. If you want Karen's line, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. We're coming up on the three big things you need to know. So Mike and Apopka, hang on the line. We're going to get you right after we get the three big things you need to know. But in case you want to get in line, again, 844-220-0965. And not only does the Certified Financial Group come on here, the radio, News 96.5, WDBO, every Saturday morning at 9 a.m., and give you some great information about anything that has to do with getting you to that retirement finish line. They also have some great tools, and one of them is called the workshops. We have some upcoming workshops, the Certified Financial Group. They've got the calendar there. There's Joe Burt. Anybody? No?
The calendar?
No? No?
We've got one coming up in November.
We have one coming up in the next couple of weekends.
I think it's November 18th.
We'll double check that.
Yeah, we'll double check that because we're not right on topic because it's not right down the line here, but we will let you know.
Okay.
And we also want to mention that we are live on Facebook this morning, and also they can go to where they're Mr. Executive Producer. Where do they go here?
Facebook.com/Certified Financial Group.
Well, go to On the Money Podcast. We're also doing that.
Or On the Money Podcast. So you put On the Money Podcast in the search bar?
It's On the Money FL. It's On the Money FL in the search bar, yes.
Gotcha. Yep. On the Money FL. We can't hear Donnie.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. No worries. All righty. 844-220-0965. Texas 21232. Right now we pause to get the three big things you need to know. Welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. It is all a part of our Ask the Experts weekends. We're taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. The Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Chris Todevine, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group. 5 minutes away from latest news, weather, and traffic. So we want to get right back to your phone calls here. Mike at Apopka has been waiting patiently. Mike, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Chris, Joe. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for having a great show. My wife's parents had passed away recently, and they lived abroad. And she's been given shares of a family corporation. And we're expected to file FATCA and FBAR filings, I guess, for of U.S. government as in assets and income tax stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you folks know anybody who deals with that kind of filing?
Yes, but I can't give you their name on the air. If you will call us on Monday, I'm sure we can point you in the right direction.
Okay, but if for some reason it's not easy to find people that even want to talk about that topic.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of specialized, Mike.
But you guys know of somebody who would help.
I think we can help you.
And after the fact, because it is a decent little corporation. Now, we might be needing some of your help, too.
Well, are they, is it an operating corporation? It's obviously an operating corporation.
Yes, it's operating.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay.
And everything's in assets right now, and I think there's some money, as in you know, as in maybe could be considered income,
mm-hmm.
if they disperse it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sort of a messy family thing at this moment, but it's been going on long enough now to where I think they're getting their stuff together, and we got three siblings in this country wondering, you know, how do we file this to make the U.S. happy,
sure,
and get,
sure.
you know, get the money out of there,
just,
where we need it to be here.
Just out of curiosity, tell us about the corporation. It's a family-owned company?
It's a real estate corporation. It's actually two corporations, real
okay.
estate.
Okay, all right. And it's family-owned?
Yes.
And so I'm sure somebody's operating it over there in Europe. What part of Europe?
It's not Europe, it's in the Philippines.
In the Philippines. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And there's a bunch of siblings.
Uh-huh.
And they fight like tooth and nail
oh, wow.
every day about everything.
Oh, wow.
But there's a new president that took over last year.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're trying to work it out because I think everyone realizes we're all getting older and there's some cash involved there
sure.
in the assets. And,
sure.
Most of the siblings are all abroad. And we're trying to, and all of a sudden my wife says, we got to do this kind of filing, and how do we get somebody to help us with it? My CPA don't want nothing to do with it. My brother owns a CPA firm. He wants nothing to do with it from Massachusetts. I mean, I'm saying, who the hell wants to deal with this kind of reporting? There's a lot of people out there that probably have, you know, income from out of country.
Sure. Sure.
And who's there to help
sure.
them if nobody seems to want to answer the phone?
Any idea what your wife's interest is worth?
It's worth upwards of near six figures.
Okay. And that represents what portion of the ownership in the company?
Probably 1/6.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, give us a call on Monday. I'll also have something up here that you wanted a question about a SEP as well. Is that right?
What's a SEP?
Okay, I guess we misunderstood you.
Right. Yeah.
That's okay. A SEP is a simplified employee pension plan, but that's not what your question was about, Mike. So give us a call on Monday at 407-869-9800. Ask for me, and I'll try to point you in the right direction, see if we can help you and your wife.
Yeah, it seems to be a very specialized area
yes,
there.
Yes,
but you
yes.
guys can help them over at the Certified Financial Group. We're coming up here on the latest news, weather, and traffic, so I want to give out the phone number one more time. Mike, thank you so much for the phone call. 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. George in Orlando's got a question about the RMD, the required minimum distribution, a very popular topic as we come to the end of the year. So you may want to stay tuned for that. And if you want to join the conversation again one more time, 844-220-0965 as we plan tomorrow.
Today.
Right here on News 96.5 WDBO. Welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO, all part of our Ask the Experts weekend. We've got the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Chris Toadvine, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group. Ready, willing, and able to take your phone call here on the radio, 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Text machine up and running as well at 21232. That is 21232. Joe, in case anybody may have joined us during latest news, weather, and traffic, what can they call you about this morning?
Well, Chris Toadvine and I are here this morning to take any questions that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances. We do financial planning and investment management Monday through Friday for a fee, but on Saturday morning we are here absolutely free. So if you have any questions about those, anything that might be on your mind, I like to say, this is the only show that's hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. We have 12 CFPs with our firm located in Altamont Springs. We have the same phone number for over 40 years. We're very proud of our staff. We're not a one-man band, and we do financial planning and wealth management, as I said, for a fee. And we love to work with you. We offer you a complimentary consultation, and you can find out more about us by going to our website. That's financialgroup.com. You can contact any one of us to the website, or just get on the website and make an appointment, and we'd love to talk with you and tell you how we do and what we do it. The challenge that we all have is, unfortunately, they don't teach us how to manage our money when we're going through school.
Mm-hmm.
And we go through life trying some of this, trying some of that, and wake up, find out that we really don't have a lot of direction. And the worst thing I can tell you is to get, you know, up in your years and you're looking at retirement, you put your head on the pillow at night, and you wonder, am I really going to be okay in 20, 25 years? And without doing professional planning, you really don't know the answer. And our job is to make your retirement dreams a reality. We don't pull any punches. We're going to tell you what you need to do, and hopefully so what you don't look back 5 or 10 years from now and have that awful feeling said, gee, I wish I would have known, because it would have been so much better. So if you're at or near retirement age, give us a call, because this is what we do, and we've been doing it for a long time, helping a lot of people. We've been glad to give you some references of people who work with us for years. And what I see and what I hear more and more out of when we do the planning is we now have peace of mind. We now know what we do. We're focused on what we need to do, and we know that we're going to be okay if we do X, Y, and Z. So give us a call. Go to our website. That's financialgroup.com.
All right, just like that. And if you want to dial us up, it's 844-220-0965. George has done just that. George, good morning. You're with the you're on with the Certified Financial Group.
George, hey. What's up?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. I got my RMD coming up.
Okay.
And I know the drill. I have to take the money out before December the 15th.
So December 31st, George.
Okay, that's fine. And it's worth 202.80.17.
Uh-huh.
And then I have to take out $8,189.
Sounds about right. Yeah, okay.
Now, it pays 4.5%, so by the end of next year, do you have any way to crunch those numbers, see how much it would grow back?
Let me just be sure I understand what you're asking, George. So you're saying if you take the $8,189 required distribution from your principal, which is $202,817, how much would that then grow to over the next year at 4.5%?
Well, actually, it's gonna be less than that because I gotta take out $8,000.
I understand.
Right.
I just want to be sure I'm understanding your question.
You're gonna be just a little bit ahead of where you were, is my guess, without crunching the numbers.
By next year?
Yeah, you'll be a little bit ahead because you're taking out a little bit less than what it's growing by.
And so next year, probably want to take out more, too?
You can take out as much as you want. Government wants their money, George.
Yeah, you can take it all if you want, George. That's not generally advisable, but that's your call.
Hey,
no, I want to take it all and let it grow. But, by next year, I should have recovered that money with the interest.
Hey, George, I got some good news for you. I did some quick math here, and my estimate, if you do earn that 4.5%, and I don't know how you're getting it, but it sounds like it's guaranteed. So if you take out your distribution, it grows at 4.5% for the next year, your balance would be
$203,386.
Well,
that's
so
cool.
Yeah, that's cool, huh? You'd be ahead of where you are now. So
now that's not going to go on forever, George. I presume you're probably in an annuity with a guaranteed rate of return. Is that right, George?
Yes, exactly. That's a variable premium annuity.
A variable. Okay.
Yeah, I've had it for a long, long, long time.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you're doing okay, George.
4.5%.
It sounds like you're doing okay. You hang in there and enjoy that money and enjoy your retirement.
Thanks for calling, George.
I appreciate
all
the
right,
call.
George, thanks so much for dialing us up. We always look forward to talking to George. 844-220-0965. You want George's line again, 844-220-0965. Joe in Orlando's got a question. Joe, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Hello, Joe.
Joe and Joe.
Yeah, hi.
What's up?
Thanks. This is also, I guess it's RMD season because that's my question.
Sure.
I work for the federal government. That's where my basic thrift plan is.
Uh-huh.
It's a deferred compensation kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I know I've learned recently through bitter experience that the RMD for the TSP, is my government E's coming in, must stand by itself. In other words, I can't take out of my Schwab stocks or my Wells Fargo CD IRA and use that to cover the thrift savings plan, and I can't take out from the thrift savings plan to cover those other items. Is that part correct?
You know, I think that is correct.
You know, Joe, I don't know, to be honest. I would have to double check that. That's a unique wrinkle to the TSP plan, which has a couple of unique wrinkles, and I would just want to confirm that because I'm not sure.
Yeah.
If I had to bet you over the
years,
that you're right.
In the old years, all the years I worked for the government and at my exit training, never mentioned. I just happened to see it in the brochure a few months ago, so I got whacked for the last 2 years. But I also understand that the IRS is pretty forgiving on those oversights for the first couple of years.
Well, yeah.
We'll find out.
Well, there's a form that you can fill out, and you can tell them what you said. Well, let me be sure I understand. Did you take out enough money out of one of the accounts to cover both of the accounts?
I did out of the TSP initially, and until I found this out. So I'm going to be on the hook for 16 and 17 or 17 and 18.
Okay.
My wife has the same situation with the state of Florida deferred income plan. I think it's a 547 or something like that. It's
457.
Got a 257. Yeah, and I can't find a straight answer to that one.
I don't think that applies there, but the thrift savings plan, that may be the case. We're going to do a little research here while we can. But I want to back up to the 2 years that you did it incorrectly, we think. And did you take enough out of one account to cover both accounts? Or did you?
I did.
You did?
I did. The TSP.
Okay, so you took enough out of the TSP to cover what you had to take out of the TSP plus the IRA.
Right.
Okay. I don't think you've got a big problem, and the IRS would probably be very forgiving on this because they'd have been a little bit more upset had you not taken out enough out of one or the other to cover both. So you've got some pretty good ground to stand on, but going forward, we're going to confirm for you that they each have to. Why don't you consolidate them and make life easy for yourself?
Oh, can I move my other stuff into the thrift plan? I know I can move it out.
No,
I learned that recently.
No, you can't. Yeah. You're no longer employed?
Correct.
I don't think you can move the IRA into the TSP, but you can move the TSP into the IRA.
Why the hell would I want to do that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Maybe to solve this problem. I don't know. You know, I know the TSP is about the cheapest way to invest in the world. So, you know, it's next to free in terms of the funds that you're in there, Joe. But, you know,
right.
it's something to consider. You ask a very good question, and I'll have to do a little homework just to see. But I think, like Joe said, you're on pretty solid ground. You've taken it out. So my hunch is if that wrinkle that you described is true for the TSP plan, it's just because, you know, that was written at a different time than 401k and IRA regulations, and they just have not synchronized them yet. So.
Okay, now I have another question, simple and short. I was trying to consolidate, as you said, and so because of this, I went to a local financial planner, advisor, whatever. And
wait. The big thing there is the whatever. It's the whatever that gets people in trouble. They think that all financial planners are the same, and it's not a whatever. But go ahead. So what did this whatever financial planner tell you?
I'm beginning to think he's just simply a stockbroker. How can I find out definitively if he is or is not a fiduciary?
Well, unfortunately, anybody can call themselves a fiduciary. Here's what you want to do. When you work with somebody and they say, I'm going to manage your money, look at what we call their service agreement and be sure in writing it says that I will act as a fiduciary on your behalf. Bottom line. Bottom line. Because anybody can say, I'm a fiduciary, I'm doing this, trust me. And there's a lot of people out there believing they're throwing around that word like it's,
because
it's easy to do.
To them. Yeah, that's right.
It's easy to do. The definitive way to do it is if somebody's going to manage your money, ask to see their service agreement. It outlines exactly what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, and be sure it says that they will work with you as a fiduciary. Okay?
Oh, very good. I'm beginning to think he's just a broker. I never signed such an agreement, and I don't think, and he's not actually managing my money. He's advising us what to do with it, and he murdered us. I told him I didn't want to get into anything long-term, and I didn't want anything high-risk, being at my age.
Yep.
And he put me in he advertised them and pushed them as the next most secure thing to the IRS. They're, what are they, senior secured investments.
Oh,
and he put me in some Class A stocks, I'm learning now, 10% upfront in commission, and one of them is going in the toilet, and I can't get out of them is the main thing.
Oh, wow, Joe. I'm sorry to hear that.
Joe
did it to me.
Joe, you can do our listeners a little favor. How did you happen to find this individual?
You know it. You figured it out. I went to one of his free lunch seminars, but actually I went twice because I was interested in this thing. I didn't go for the free lunch the second time.
Uh-huh.
But holy mackerel, be careful.
Yeah. Joe, I feel bad for you. And but for our listeners, you can you've just educated them, which you have to be careful of. And once again, you want to be sure that if somebody's going to manage your money, ask to see their service agreement. You're going to sign, if you open up an investment account, you're going to sign all kind of paperwork, but ask to see their service agreement. It outlines exactly what they're going to do for you, and be sure it says that they will work on your behalf as a fiduciary.
Needless to say, for the last 2 years or so, I haven't given him another penny. I think he's got the message figured out, but I got to wait until I can get out of those that stinking trap that he put me in before I lower the axe on him, so to speak.
Okay. All right, Joe. Thank
you for really helpful. I'll be listening for the answer to my main question.
Yeah, we'll see if we can find it for you.
Okay. We'll look at that up during the break here as we're coming up on the three big things you need to know. A cautionary tale for Joe for everybody this morning, and that's why you at the Certified Financial Group come on the radio today and every Saturday at 9 a.m. to try to help people with no strings attached.
Yeah, we see this more and more. Fiduciary is becoming more and more of a buzzword in the industry. And it's really a challenge that we have, because you can just throw that word around and say, I will, you know, trust me, I'm a fiduciary. And some people are even putting on their business cards, which is bogus if you ask me.
Wow.
But when the rubber meets the road, you want to be sure that they're going to put it in writing that they will work for you as a fiduciary. Because in Joe's case, if in fact this thing did happen, he has a leg to stand on.
Yeah.
I would think. Would you think?
I think so. And I think, you know, the last buzzword was financial planner. And that kind of ran its course. And so there are lots of folks who weren't even licensed to do anything other than insurance or whatever the case might be, who call themselves financial planners because they realize that consumers value the idea of a certified financial planner. Well, the new buzzword is fiduciary. And so, unfortunately, one bad apple can spoil the bunch. And so it is really imperative for consumers to ask to see it in writing. Because someone can tell you anything, and unfortunately, as Joe learned, that doesn't always matter.
Yeah, and so. We've taken the extra step for our firm to become certified by CFEX, the Center for Fiduciary Excellence, to demonstrate and to verify and substantiate the fact that we work with our clients as fiduciaries. Fewer than 1% of investment advisors in the country have that CFEX certification, and we're proud to have it. So if you want more information about that, you can go to our website once again. That's financialgroup.com. You learn all about us, learn about Chris and me, and how we work with clients for a fee.
Mm-hmm. I ran concession stand at a Little League baseball field once, and I ran the cashier. Does that make me a financial planner?
In some cases, yes.
Can I take that off of my resume? Is that what you're saying?
Yes,
used car
salesman today, financial planner tomorrow. Yeah,
exactly. It's 9 minutes away from latest news, weather, and traffic, but if you want to dial us up, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Well, we will plan tomorrow.
Today.
Right here on News 96.5 WDBO. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. It's all a part of our Ask the Experts weekend. Taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965 with Joe Burt and Chris Todvine, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group. We're just about 2 minutes away from latest news, weather, and traffic, so let's just squeeze in Bob in Longwood real quick. Bob, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Yeah. Listen, one of the big concerns I have is turning my nest egg that I need to rely on for the rest of my life to somebody else. What protects, and if it was somebody like Fidelity that had a boatload of money, I'd feel, you know, comfortable. But if I turn it over to a smaller group, what protects my nest egg in the event that somebody hacks into the computer system and drains it, or a rogue employee with the firm drains the money and absconds with it? What protects my nest egg?
Sure, that's a great question. First of all, I can only speak for what we do at our company. We don't custody any money. By that I mean if Chris and I and the whole building disappears tomorrow, we're gone, nobody could find us, your money is never with us. We don't have the money in a safe somewhere in the back of the office. We use two major custodians. We use Fidelity and TD Ameritrade. So you're assured that your money is there because you get a statement every month directly from them. It's not printed on our letterhead. It comes directly from Fidelity or TD Ameritrade. Secondly, you can see it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the internet. Now, that being said, what protects you from somebody within our firm of hitting a button and sending it the wrong direction? And what it is, we have millions of dollars of insurance to protect against that. No firm is immune from that. Even the Fidelities of the world, they all carry insurance against that, because you never know if and when somebody's going to hit the wrong button or make a mistake or just go on, turn dirty on you. But we monitor everything. We see every withdrawal that goes in and out, so we know what's going on with our clients' funds. But if something should look a little funny and we can't get the money back, we have insurance to protect you. So we have all kinds of layers of protection in that regard. And I can't speak what other firms do. I can only tell you what we do.
Okay. And we're always assured that the premiums are paid up on that coverage and everything. Good luck.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. Yes, sir. You're welcome to ask for that every year. Uh-huh. Yep. No question about it.
Well, Bobby, actually, I have a great question. Hopefully, you've got a great answer, because we are coming at the end of our show. So one more time, Joe, how can they reach you during the week?
You can reach Chris at...